Sports Friday. Joining me live over the phone from Price, Utah today, that's Star Valley High School graduate, now head basketball coach for Carbon High School and boys basketball for the Dinos. That's Taylor Brower. Taylor, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Duke?
Hey, I'm doing well. Appreciate your time, Taylor. I like to catch up with former athletes that played sports in Lincoln County and Western Wyoming that have gone on to do some cool things in sports after graduation. And so this week you got the big news that you were named head basketball coach for the Carbon Dinos. So first off, congratulations to you. I know this was a long time coming and something you've always wanted to do.
Yeah, no, it's been 12 years. I've been coaching for 12 years. I've been all over the state of Utah coaching, and I finally got my opportunity, and I'm super excited. My wife's super excited, and we're just ready to go.
That's awesome. Of course, Taylor, from the beloved class of 2005 at Star Valley High School. And, you know, when you look back at your time at Star Valley High playing sports, what do you still keep with you as a Brave that still kind of goes with you as you are now a coach in Utah?
You know, it's interesting. Because of where I came from, because I'm from Star Valley, like, I identify with the high school. I identify with how successful we have been. And I had some great coaches growing up, Coach Bennett and Coach Erickson and Coach Williams. Like, I learned so much. And in all actuality, my foundation in coaching is because of them. Like, what I learned from them and how I'm going to run my program is because of how they ran their program. So it's everything. Going out through the state of Utah, no one really has that same mentality from, because of what Star Valley is. And even here in Utah, where, no matter where I go, when I say where I'm from Star Valley, everybody knows where Star Valley is and how successful they are. So it's nice for me as a coach because I have that foundation, that background on how to win. And so it's going to really help me here at Carbon.
Yeah, you know, Taylor, you talk about going around the state of Utah for a little bit. Just catch us up on what you have been up to and what led to this opportunity at Carbon High.
Well, I went to Utah State to college and graduated from there in 2013 during my student teaching years, because I teach high school here at Carbon. I was able to coach football and basketball there at Skyview there in Smithfield, and I was able to coach under a great coach, Coach Hilliard. We won a state title that year, and then I moved to Southern Utah, South Sevier. It's a little town in Monroe, and was able to coach underneath a great coach there named Rhett Parsons. And I learned a lot from him on how to coach and how to run a program as well. And then I was able to coach the middle school there for a while. And then I moved here to Price and coached the high school for a couple of years. And then I moved to the Utah State Eastern, which is a college here, and coached there for a year. And then the last 4 years, I've been at a charter school here at Price known as Pinnacle, underneath a great coach. His name is Ray Jones, probably one of the best coaches I've ever coached with or even dealt with. So I was able to learn a lot these last 12 years. And I feel like every coaching opportunity I've had has been able to lead me to this point. And every coach that I've coached with, I've taken a little bits and pieces from them, and I'm going to implement that here at Carbon.
That's awesome. Taylor Brower, Star Valley High School graduate on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. Taylor, you mentioned your time at Monroe at South Sevier. You and I were both just happened to be in the Richfield area at the same time. I was just getting into radio and you were coaching, and I'll never forget there was a postseason game and that we were watching. It was Utah County somewhere, and it was postseason. So the environment was up and intense, and things were getting crazy at the end. And we kind of looked at each other, and you said, "This isn't Star Valley basketball." And
yeah,
it is kind of crazy. Basketball is basketball, but the style of play does change a little bit from state to state. Touch on that a little bit. Playing, you know, the Homer Bennett style Braves basketball compared to what you do in Utah.
You know, I remember when I was playing for Coach Bennett, like, we always were wanting to be the number one defensive team in the state. And so he focused and pounded that into our heads. And it's funny, like, even when I play pickup basketball now, I still play defense like that. I still play help man defense, even though I know no one's going to rotate and I know no one's going to come help me. But it was pounded in my head. It's just the way I play. And here in Utah, it's more of a get up and go, run and gun type of a league. And so, yeah, it's totally different. And with the shot clock, we added the shot clock last year. Like, that changes everything. So Bennett was more patient, be patient on offense, run it, get good shots. I only have 35 seconds now to do what I want. So it's going to change the mentality of the game. And I've had to adjust and I've had to adapt. And like I said, I've learned some great coaches here in Utah that's helped me be able to adapt from Wyoming basketball to Utah basketball, which is two different beasts. So
to say the least. Yeah, absolutely. Taylor, you mentioned the influence that your high school coaches had here in Western Wyoming and Star Valley High School. As a first-time head coach now, what are some of the specifics that you remember as a player that you're going to now try and instill as a coach?
I remember our practices were brutal. Like, I remember going up against, like, Andy Johnson and Jace Peevler and all those other guys that were 2 years older than me, and Coach Erickson didn't give a crap who they were, and we always were taught to be physical and be tough, and it was kind of, the practices were kind of like, you know, what foul, show me the blood. And so that's what I want to instill here is toughness. I want to have our practices be hard, and I want them to go through it and practice so that when we get into close games, when we get into physical teams, that they're like, practices are harder than these games. And that's one thing that's definitely I'm going to take from both Bennett and from Erickson to put into my practices.
Tell us more about the Dino program, the Carbon High School Dinos, in Price, size of school, kind of what league do you play in, and what's the history of that program been like?
So we got about 1,200 kids at the high school. It's a 3A classification here in Utah. We're actually the biggest one in 3A. We play teams like Juab and Manti, and that's in the southern region. And there's a northern region that's got like Morgan, Juan Diego, Ben Lomond, those kind of schools. And so the competition's tough. It's going to be hard. Historically, the program's been decent. They never really won anything. They've had some great coaches in the past that have just fallen short, but I feel it's definitely going to be a rebuilding process. But I got a lot of good kids coming up. I've got a lot of height, got a lot of length. And so it's going to be fun to get them working and get them flying around the court. And hopefully we can make some noise this year. That's what I'm hoping.
Absolutely. Star Valley High School graduate Taylor Brower on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Just named the Carbon High School head boys basketball coach for the Dinos in Price, Utah. Taylor, appreciate your time. One final question for those current athletes that maybe would like to be a coach someday, that would aspire to be a head coach at whatever program. What does it take? What advice do you have for those that are just going to be graduating soon and would love to be where you're at now?
Just learn. Just find as many resources as you can. One of the nice things about, and watch the game, just watch it in general. One of the nice things about today's world is there's so much out there on social media. There's so many coaches out there. And that's one of the blessings I've had, is I actually have a huge network of coaches across the country that I've been able to work with and be able to talk to and be able to give them scenarios. And then they give me information back, and we've shared offenses and defenses. It's just learn as much as you can. Learn from the current coaches that you're playing under. If you're playing, take what they, especially if you're from Star Valley, they have great coaches now. Like, just take that and then just move on with it and just try to find your own identity in regards to coaching. Because I'm not going to be a Homer Bennett, you know, I'm not going to be a Coach Erickson, but I know that what they taught me is definitely something that I'm going to try to use in the future and as a head coach. So just learn as much as you can.
That's Coach Taylor Brower this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Taylor, I will say this. You've been in Utah for a while, but I love that you still have that good old 307 area code on your phone number. That kind of makes me a little happy.
I will never get rid of that, ever.
I love it. That's Taylor Brower this morning, Star Valley High School graduate and Carbon Dino head basketball coach for the boys program. Taylor, again, congrats to you and thanks for your time.
Thanks, Duke. Appreciate it.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.